Be safe.
Yeah, I will.
We're out at the Brew Kettle in Amherst for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Coaches Preview Show presented by Century 21, Deanna Realty. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram. Coach Tom Evans as well. We've been talking wrestling since 6 o'clock tonight. We will continue to do so until 9 o'clock this evening. And we have our next coach at the table with us, North Ridgeville head coach Joe Melvin joining us. Coach Melvin, thanks for the time. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's dive right into your expectations for the upcoming season. What are we expecting for the Rangers this year?
Really getting into the game late, I'm a little behind. You can expect a team that's going to be aggressive, but as far as the guys we have, I'm still getting to know them, you know. So I'd love to come out and say that we're going to be conference champs and sectional champs and district champs, but, you know, we're just getting the ball rolling right now.
Well, obviously, one of the good things is this is your alma mater that so you're familiar with the facility, the history of the program, things like that. And is there a comfort level there? Although North Ridgeville doesn't look like North Ridgeville when you went there. Obviously, they had no new athletic complex. You know, I know they have done some stuff. I assume they have upgraded some the wrestling stuff as well. It's got to be kind of nice to get in there while they're on this athletic boom right now.
Yeah, it is different. I walked into the wrestling room and I was used to seeing lockers surrounding the walls. And they're no longer there. They have it's an actual wrestling room now. And I told the athletic director, I said, those lockers aren't there. I said, those things built character.
Character, so, yeah. And concussions.
Yeah. Those weren't very, they weren't very common back then. Or at least we weren't told.
Well, and obviously you've been around the Lorain County wrestling scene for a long time. You've been assistant at multiple schools in the county and things like that. And it's got to be kind of nice. I know, you know, it's something you've always thought about, running your own program. How nice is it to finally kind of pull the trigger on that dream and be kind of in charge of one of the Lorain County wrestling programs?
Yeah, it's awesome. Something I wanted for a long time, but just never really materialized. And then, like most people, get married, have kids. I felt that wrestling was taking too much focus away from my young kids, and it wasn't fair to them. And they're older now, and when this opportunity came up, I sat down with the family and asked them, and my daughter, who's now a seventh grader, she said, "Dad, go for it." Right. You know, I have a picture of her when I was coaching Ridgeville Middle School, and she's like 18 months old. But, yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome to be back. Just leading the charge at Ridgeville.
Yeah, there'll be gym rats, which you knew was going to happen anyhow.
Right.
So, Joey, you know you wrestled for Buzz.
Yeah.
You've worked with Eric. You've worked in some of the best programs in the area.
Mm.
What do you take away from each of those programs as you start to build your own?
I've just been really fortunate. So, like you said, to work with Buzz, who was around for so long, and I just thought that, like many of us do, is like that's one style of wrestling. Then I go to Southview and work with, you know, Tommy and Dan Turnus and Billy Kopp and Ewelin and Pep and learn a whole new style. And then you go to Eric, and it's just I'm very fortunate enough to be able to just kind of pick and adapt and just try to combine many, many different styles into kind of what I hope is North Ridgeville style of wrestling. You know, aggressive on the mat, working tilts, quick on the feet. But yeah, I've been very fortunate when it comes to where I've been.
Do they have a youth program? I mean, what are you walking into? Did you have an idea? Do you know what you're looking at?
Unfortunately, the athletic director was hired. There was a new AD, and Josh Beamant, the previous coach, had stepped down around, I think, you know, June, maybe July. And it wasn't really on their radar, and I get it. You know, fall sports, he's got to get his head around that. So walking in, I really had no idea what we have, and really I still don't. The only thing I see is that we got about 8 kids coming consistently to open mat, and they're grinding. Middle school, we're getting a lot of parents that are emailing, just like chomping at the bit, which is good. It's starting to build excitement. Our youth. I found a guy to oversee it who was a Ridgeville alumni too, and he's ready to go. You know, so I think we're starting with about maybe 25 kids in our youth. Hoping practice starts Monday. Hoping just word of mouth we get more registrations at the door. and just look to build this thing.
How do you, you know, you inherit a schedule. You obviously don't have any input into that. You inherit, you don't get a chance to recruit a lot of kids. Talk to me about, because sometimes the first season is just getting through it
mm-hmm.
and keeping everybody around and still making them feel positive about wrestling.
Right.
And we know what wrestling turns into in January and February, especially when, you know, you're in the SWC. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you.
right.
Talk to me a little bit
about the schedule. I was actually fortunate enough, and I guess not fortunate enough, to have a full schedule. So when I sat down, I looked, and it was just the conference duels that were listed and maybe one or two tournaments. The Knights of Columbus, that's opening weekend, Black River, and that was really it. And then the SWC duels. So I've been kind of pounding the pavement, so to speak, reaching out to my contacts just to say, hey, can you point me in the right direction? You know, like Eric, Chris Chidlaw over to Elyria, Vinny over at Amherst, just to, you know, and not so much for varsity now, it's like JV and middle school, because those kids really, I feel, get gypped on the amount of matches because there's just not a lot of them out there. So I've been fortunate enough. We got a full schedule. I think I just locked up the last duel with Lorraine, so that's 20 points on the board, so I'm pretty excited about that. We got in the Hudson tournament. You know, Vinny pointed me in that direction. Looking forward to that. Heard a lot of good things about that. You know, then the conference. You will be in the state duels this year, too. So, you know, almost filled with JV and almost filled with middle school. So that's where I've been. That's what I've been doing for the last 3 weeks, sending I don't know how many emails at night. Just please, anything.
All right. Good stuff, Coach Blake. Best of luck getting everything rocking and rolling. We appreciate the time. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate what you guys do for us.